MoneyWeb now on The Money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. And Jonathan Tobeko-Nyawo redefined CFO. Tobeko, appreciate the time today. Redefined's restructured at what, $27.7 billion of debt into an evergreen funding arrangement. First question, what's an evergreen funding arrangement?
Simon, thank you. Look, what it really is and what it means is that it will exist into a perpetuity alongside our business and our long-term strategic growth opportunities that we see. So it doesn't have a timeline when it terminates. And that's one of the features that really makes it an evergreen structure in terms of how we've collaborated with our key funders in the SA market. Just, I think in total, it involved 11 secured funders that we work with to put this effort, which we're very proud of, Simon.
I like the idea, and I dove into lots of it. Two questions. Does it, in a sense, give Redefine a competitive advantage? Because you've got that, almost that security of funding without worrying about debt maturity and the like. And does it reduce costs?
You know, the way we think about it is that it really makes Redefine to sell its debt in the market in the best possible way that's aligned to the core of our investment philosophy as a diversified REIT. Because we then put properties, I think this structure is made up of 127 properties out of our SA portfolio. That's about 72% of our South African portfolio. It's shared equally then amongst funders. So to your point, you can really see then that from a credit appetite point of view going forward, we really believe it will enhance it because it gives our lenders the true diversified nature of our asset platform. And really then gives Redefine a balance sheet, a very good ability to support its long-term strategic growth plan.
Yeah, almost in a sense, the cliched strong balance sheet. It's a pool of investors, a pool of security, rather than the traditional bilateral. It would be you and one lender. And I imagine particularly for the lenders, this works well for them as well. I mean, it sounds a little weird because it's lenders who would often be competing for your business, working together, but this probably makes them happier too.
It absolutely makes it very easy because I think all lenders have got an equal footing to the security, which really is a beauty for the lenders in the structure, is that all the prime assets that are making the core cash generation of our ability, of our business, of our portfolio, is actually shared on an equal footing, depending on the exposure that the lender will have, but it's shared on an equal footing because that's why then we have the common terms that govern how the lenders collaborate with us in putting such a massive structure together.
Do each of the lenders come in at the same terms? I mean, is this evergreen funding arrangement, is it a single term and all the lenders are maybe different amounts, but same sort of terms?
Absolutely. So it's just a practical example that if we were to release a property, there's a very agreed upfront mechanism in the CTA that gives, because remember, Redefine is an active asset manager.
Yeah.
We recycle capital out of properties as part of our strategy. So that is already agreed. There is a decision framework. It tells us if it's less than 1.5% of the portfolio, it's actually just a notification to the lenders. If it's more than that, it goes into majority lenders. And then anything above 2.5% actually then goes to the decision making by all the lenders. So it's really giving the flexibility to run the business, but also to your point, it gives the comfort of the lenders in terms of how they actually got to operate and run the business going forward alongside us.
Is this a first for South Africa? Is this a first for REITs globally?
Not a first, but I think given the size of it in the South African market, I think we've restructured 27.7 billion rand of debt, and the property values out of the 127 properties that we put in here is 46.3 billion rand of assets, which makes a significant part of our balance sheet, which is about 72% of the South African portfolio. So its significance, and also I think some of the structures that we've seen in the market have got, they're set up for a certain period, whereas ours is set as being an evergreen structure.
Gotcha. You've mentioned the point around how, and REITs generally, I mean, you're trading in and out of different assets as circumstances change, as needs change as well. This, I imagine, is going to fundamentally, it's going to sort of shift the future of sustainable funding due to its size, but also just due to its flexibility and kind of change the landscape for Redefine, but perhaps even for the South African REIT sector.
I think you're right. So I think for us, creating a sustainable funding vehicle is very central to our business model as a REIT, as you quite point out. what we did here is that I think what you're seeing today is a very intense effort that was coming out of collaboration, which we really appreciate, out of 11 funders that has got a mixture of the banks in South Africa, as well as some large institutional funders that are in there. So in total, we collaborated with 11 funders. And I think to your point, then for us into the future, what it really does, it gives us the business, the ability to efficiently source capital. But also what we like about the structure is that it broadens our funding sources because we've got an ability now to bring other funders into this structure. So it really supports the strategic premise of a balance sheet for a REIT in our view, which is to really help Redefine in pursuing its long-term strategic growth ambitions.
$27.7 billion. Is there scope within the structure to increase this over time? Obviously, this is more than sufficient for your current needs, but if we roll forward, I don't know, 5 years, 10 years, is there scope to increase the value and maybe also a 12th funder sort of knocking on the door saying, can I come along as well?
Absolutely. There is an opportunity to do that. So if you think about it, naturally, we expect our business will grow. Mm-hmm. And then as part of that growth, it will come in as we able to raise, and there's room in the balance sheet to raise more debt. It's a plug and play, which is the evergreen part of the structure. You can refinance with the existing funders, or seamlessly so, you can also bring other funders that are going to sign up in the structure.
A last question. Was this an initiative sort of driven from Redefine, your colleagues thinking, let's approach lenders and see what their response would be? Or was this a lender-driven initiative?
Definitely a Redefine-led initiative. It's part of our bigger strategic direction. I mean, I think we've been very clear that we want to innovate around how we raise debt. But secondly, we really also want to broaden our funding sources in terms of making sure we don't create any massive liquidity events in the future. So as part of that, we started really collaborating with our funders who have been, I mean, which is really the thing here for us, is that these are the funders that have been on the funding table with Redefine. Mm-hmm. But what they've done now is to shift and agree on a common security pool, which is evergreen, and it really supports then the strategic drive that we're trying to put into managing a very sound balance sheet through market cycles.
We'll leave you there, Ntobeko Nyawo. He's Redefine CFO. Really appreciate the time and the insights.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.